bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people, if you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth App.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. I'm just testing. Dun, 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 dun. I'm testing it to see. Excellent. All right. So let me finish this up while I'm sitting here talking to you. So what I'm doing is I'm creating the list of books. And so what you'll have to do is text 833-212-1, no, not yet, 1017 is the number, and I'll give you the keyword you'll have to use, and then it'll send it back to you. And it's all like running together, just so you know. So you're going to have to, God, I love live radio. And I think what it'll do is kind of give you a start. One, two, three. Oh, wow. I didn't know I had that many. All right. So some of the books are, you know. All right. Still typing. And so there's going to be four total that you're going to be able to get. And all you'll have to do is text and say, I want blankety blank. And the book list was put together by 100 Black Men of Milwaukee. And we were able to do that. Well, wait a minute. Let me check. One, two, okay. So that would be four. I can't count, y'all. I cannot count. I can do trigonometry. I can do advanced quantitative analysis, but one plus one, whoo, Lord. So what you would do is just text to 833-212-1017, one word, booklist one, B-O-O-K-L-A-S-T one, the number one, the number two, the number three, and the number four. And what you'll get back is the list of all the books that I've been putting together. And what I'll do is just keep going. I'll keep building those lists of books and go through and send them to you so that you have an idea of some of the books, like The Souls of Black Folks by W.E.B. Du Bois, Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice by Dennis Kimbrough, Think Big, Ben Carson, 13 Ways, Looking at a Black Man, Henry Louis Gates. Like, so Tony Dungy, Understanding the Love. You know, it's there's a lot of things in here that I think you'll be able to look at and read. Google it. Take a look at it. Go to Amazon or wherever you get your books at. And that's it. Talking text, I said, physics was the best to learn about, but as you said, it involved math, and I myself didn't get it. Well, you got to do it every day. It's like anything. It's like English. The way you learn how to talk, you simply do it every day, and guess what? Ta-da! You learn how to talk. Math is the same way. I attended Gateway College. Racing campus was cool. I know it ain't much, but it meant everything to me. I tried. I took my shot, missed, and so what? I make do with what I had left. You know what it is? I hate to tell you that one guy, but your calling was actually landscaping. Like, you always end up in the thing that drives you and makes you the best person that you are. So you're in landscaping. Guess what? Guess what Dr. Ken Harris can't do? If I had to put together all of my skills that I was really good at, talking, and really bad at, landscaping, that's it. So I appreciate other people that can do things like that. I was decent at electricity and electronics. I understood it because it had to do with, you know, math and stuff like that, physics and all that. You know, I was able to do carpentry. I was okay, but not great. Anybody know why? Because those things that I had to pay attention to in detail that challenged me, It's like finding the last digit of pi. I would have been that guy. What are you doing? For the last 397 years, I've been trying to find the last digit of pi. I'm trying to calculate it, right? Because that's just what I do. And so when you say what you had left was landscaping, hey, that's garbage. Because you're probably in the top 10 of landscapers. Because I can't even stand in the line. I'm going to say it. So when you know your strength, go for it. There's no occupation that's above or worse than anybody. I don't look at medical doctors and heart surgeons and brain surgeons as being smart. You should be. That's your job. Like, why would you be bad at it? Like, why would you be terrible at it? Oh, I'm mediocre. No. You should be good at what you do. But brain surgeon and talk show host, one isn't, like, they're not mutually exclusive. Like, they're not, oh, well, one is better than the other. It's not. One makes more money. Right. They're probably divorced and don't know their kids, and they're working, you know, 16-hour days and trying to hustle and live in a big house and living the life. So, you know, knock yourself out. What are you willing to sacrifice to get what you want? That's the question that everybody needs to ask themselves. And one person's sacrifice is another person's, hey, I love it. So let's not get carried away. You should be a proud landscaper. Lord knows I ain't. I might have to call that one guy to come do some landscaping. I'm just saying. I'm in the process of buying a house, and I'm proud of it. You should be. Now watch this. You ready? Pay off your house as soon as possible. If you are under 30, you should not have a mortgage by age 40. Whatever you have to do to hustle to get it paid off, because that's your bank. Now you got a couple of hundred grand in equity sitting there, cash. That's yours. You can get a loan on it, buy a business. You can get a loan on it and build a business, right? Use it to build something that's going to make you more money and build a bigger nest egg, right? That's all it is. But we don't necessarily look at that. We look at, you know, what everybody else has, and then we want what everybody else has.
Oh, I like theirs.
So booklist one, B-O-O-K-L-I-S-T, 1, 2, 3, or 4, and you'll get the list. The Billion Dollar BET by Robert Johnson. The Inside Story by The Prince. by Ed McAvely. Souls of Black Folks, W.E.B. Du Bois. So I think it'll help. I think maybe we'll start a Saturday morning show and talk about books. Maybe that's just me. I like can you tell I like books? I like to talk books. I like to talk about books. I like to talk all those things.
Number five.
From JS Online, two people were shot and killed in Dineen Park. This story was recently updated. I'll have to see if anything about it was updated in the interim. Where to go? All right, let me do this. So the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office confirmed two fatal shootings and one non-fatal shooting Sunday afternoon in Dineen Park, 69th and Vienna. Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office did not immediately respond to questions about the suspect. Around 4:19 Sunday afternoon, Sheriff's Office was notified of a shooting at Dineen Park. Milwaukee Police Department and Fire Department found a 19-year-old man suffering from fatal gunshot wounds. He succumbed to his injuries at the park. That's according to a news release from the sheriff's office. And later that evening, a 19-year-old man believed to be shot in the same incident walked into an area hospital seeking treatment for a non-life-threatening injury, according to that same release. 26-year-old man believed to be injured in the Dineen Park incident was discovered deceased in a vehicle. The location where he was found is unclear, and the investigation is ongoing.
Number four.
This from WISN.com. A 16-year-old is in a hospital with serious injuries following a shooting early this morning. Milwaukee police say officers responded to a shooting near 14th and Dakota in the Polonia neighborhood in the South Side. Police say the 16-year-old was rushed to a nearby hospital for treatment of serious injuries, and they're still investigating the events leading up to the shooting. No one is in custody. If you have any information, contact the Milwaukee Police Department at 414-935-7360.
Number three.
Now, you know, it's getting warm outside, right? Like they were like the high now was like 65 or something or 67. And it was like 65 earlier. So it was kind of hot outside. You know, I almost overdressed this morning. Then I kind of, let me check first. And I looked at it. And the high today is 66, is 67. And right now it's 66 degrees. So needless to say, Ray Ray and them outside. I know I was. I'm Ray Ray today, by the way. We were all outside. This with Fox 6 News, a home contractor. The reason I said that is because it's starting to get warm out. And home contractors, you know, people be knocking on your door. Hey, can I help you fix up your house, lady? Young man, can I help you fix up your house? Well, this from Fox6Now.com. A home contractor with a trail of unhappy customers is actually going to jail. Customers said during the 1 year he was in business, he took thousands of dollars for work he never completed or never started. Katie Mathis in Milwaukee recalls living with a hazardous one-story drop in her floor in 2022, just steps off her kitchen. Mathis had three children in the house at the time, including a toddler. The drop went all the way to the basement concrete floor. It was totally scary and hazardous. In late 2021, the Mathis family paid contractor Nathan Noble Regina, R-E-G-I-N-A, of Nobleman LLC, more than $11,000 to renovate the newly purchased house in a historic Milwaukee mansion. The house was once owned by William S. Harley, co-founder of Harley-Davidson Motor Company. Mathis said it was a big fixer-upper. Mathis said after demolishing the back staircase and kitchen, Regina hit the brakes on the Harley Mansion job. After Regina's demolition crew left, she said little or no work was done. We kept giving him opportunities to come back, and he just wasn't showing up. I really feel like he was not an honest person. Shocking. Really? Eventually, the Mathis family hired another contractor to finish the work. And in May 2024, he was charged in Milwaukee County Circuit Court with 9 counts of theft by contractor, 6 felonies, faced dozens of misdemeanors for home contract violations and not providing lien waiver notices. So watch this. How much time you think he got?
Probation.
No, he didn't get probation. He's going to jail. In late February, Regina pled no contest to 13 of the charges, including one felony. Right? John Richards, circuit court judge, should be voted out of office the next time y'all vote. Sentence Regina to 9 months at the Milwaukee County Community Reintegration Center in Franklin. He sentenced him to 3 years in prison, but the sentence was stayed. Dude should be in jail. But watch this. If it was a white guy, he gets 9 months. After he pled guilty, he pled no contest. And you gave him what? 9 months in jail? 3 years stayed? If he was black, they'd have threw him under the jail. And I hate saying that because you really don't know. But the many times I've seen black people in these predicaments, they get fines, they get prison time, they get hammered. Maybe because his victims were the wrong. Maybe his victims were white. Was that it? Maybe because he was a white guy? I hate to make it racial, but my goodness. But then again, it proves what? He had a good lawyer. Because the system, many times, you got a good lawyer, you get off. Richards was also ordered to pay a whole $60,000 in restitution to 9 of his former clients. One of those former clients is Dennis Spielvogel. In Milwaukee, Spielvogel said he got a second mortgage and took an extra job to pay Regina for a new attached garage with a second-day addition. Regina must pay him $28,000 in restitution. The awarded restitution, it's promising. I'm not going to count on it until I get it. And they got a picture of this guy. He was really confident in what he could do and really sold it well. Thought he could get away with it by closing his business and filing for bankruptcy. But here's the kicker. You ready? Did you check his references? Anybody that's been in business for a year doing something like contracting should be a person that's working with other bigger contractors to complete projects, and then he or she will take on a bigger project. You trusted him because he was a white guy. Black guy, they want to see your history. They want like 9 people to give you a reference. They want 16 people to, like, come on. And here's the kicker. Anytime you're in business like this and you need a down payment, you should probably not do business with them. Because that means they don't have the capital or the collateral to get a job done up front. You give me 50%. It's held in escrow. And then I go get what I need, and then as I complete the work, I get paid. Huh? That's just weird. That's just weird. And so sometimes people get victimized, and I get it. That is true. They got victimized. But sometimes you should be a little more, what's the word I'm looking for? Circumspect? And not so trusting.
Number 2.
This from Politico.com. House Republicans are pushing a not-so-clean spending patch through September that would add billions of dollars for deportation, veterans, health care, and the military, and cut $13 billion in funding for non-defense programs. The Speaker, Mike Johnson, is telling Chuck Schumer on government funding is your move. The Speaker is planning to put the stopgap done as a continuing resolution, or a CR, on the floor tomorrow and then send members home for recess before the Senate can send back any changes. Johnson is hoping to get the CR through the House without relying on Democratic votes. House Democrats leaders reaffirmed last Saturday that there are no. President Donald Trump is publicly pushing GOP lawmakers to fall in line, but Johnson still got a few Republican holdouts. Representative Thomas Massie is a no, and we're keeping an eye on Representative Tony Gonzalez, who said yesterday on CNN that he'll make a game-time decision. Brian Fitzpatrick said he told CBS he's undecided, and Corey Mills, well, they're also on the fence. But the spending patch can't go through the Senate without the help of at least 8 Democrats, given expected opposition from GOP Senator Rand Paul, and that's putting Schumer in a bind because the Senate minority leader and his House counterpart are both under pressure from within their party to do more to stop Trump and Elon Musk's unilateral cuts to federal programs. So it'll be interesting. Hakeem Jeffries' caucus can likely oppose the spending patch en masse without prompting a shutdown, but Schumer doesn't have the same cover. Senate Democrats will have to decide whether they'll push back on Trump and force a shutdown or stand down to keep the government running. Johnson's already trying to cast any lapse in funding as a Chuck Schumer shutdown. So we'll be waiting to watch that. They're going to fight again, but the bottom line is that we won't have to worry about layoffs. Government will shut down all by itself. Ain't nobody getting paid.
Number one.
So you heard about this on JS Online, and I talked about it shortly. A Wisconsin school district paid $20,000 to settle a lawsuit filed by one of its teachers who was fired after failing to use a transgender student's preferred pronouns. Now, out of all the things to get fired of, right, it's not like you didn't call me my name, but I want to be a he, but I'm really a she, and you call me he. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, a Milwaukee-based law firm representing conservative interests, sued in federal court last year on behalf of Argyle High School teacher Jordan Cernick. The teacher said the district tried forcing him to betray his religious convictions in violation of the First Amendment and other laws. Argyle School District in Lafayette County is in the southwestern part of Wisconsin. Court records show the case was dismissed last month. Superintendent Randy Refsland, R-E-F-S-L-A-N-D, confirmed the $20,000 settlement, saying the district's insurance company made a decision to settle for that amount. He declined to comment any further. Cernick said the issue began in 2022 and administrators made a policy change to be more inclusive of identities of other heterosexual males and females. His complaint said the district initially allowed Cernick to not use a transgender student's preferred pronouns on the grounds of religious objection, but then changed his position 2 months later. Cernick said he tried addressing students through gestures rather than names and pronouns. Eventually, he said the school sent a letter saying the workaround wasn't sufficient. The letter also warned him of refusal to follow the policy would result in disciplinary action. And 6 months later, the district declined to renew the teaching contract. He said, I had to go against my conscience and religious convictions in order to do what the school was saying. Cernick previously told Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, I didn't want to take part in promoting lies to kids or anybody. And so Abigail Swetz, executive director of Fair Wisconsin, a statewide LGBTQ plus civil rights and political advocacy organization, said last summer that using pronouns affirming a child's gender identity are essential to their well-being and the only moral choice. Cernick, who also found employment elsewhere, said in a statement through his law firm, he will continue encouraging teachers to stand up for their beliefs. What are your thoughts? 833-212-1017. Was this teacher correct in following what they believe to be right and disagreeing with the school district and rolling out? Or did the school district violate his civil rights by making him do something and giving, I don't know, did they give the child more power than the teacher, or what? Would it have killed the guy to just simply call the kid, I don't know, he versus she, or like, I don't know. I know these types of fights are not over. And I find it interesting because the black community is significantly quiet about this particular topic. I'm interested in what you have to say. If you want to hit me on the talking text line, you don't matter to hear your voice. 833-212-1017 is the number.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. So when you try to get the book, type BOOKLAST1, like the number one, all one word, right? BOOKLAST1, right? Just one word, the number one, all together,
one after the other.
All right? Okay. Dr. Ken, you have been in Milwaukee longer than a lot of your coworkers have been alive. Yeah, I know. I know. And so again, BOOKLAST1, BOOKLAST2, you got to send separate ones, BOOKLAST3, and BOOKLAST4. Got it? Did I even spell all of them right? I don't know. You'll get it. And you should be able to get it. If you don't, let me know. Fonz say, I'm old school. A boy is a boy and a girl is a girl. Weirdo world we live in. Black folks used to participate in this. We should have stayed segregated. Black folks used to not participate in this. That's true. That is true. That is true. Let me check. Y'all silly. YouTube chat. 833-212-1017 is the number. Reminding you of YouTube, you can stream and watch us on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. Just make sure you subscribe and hit the notification bell so you never miss a minute of a live show. Let me look up, because I've been talking for an hour and a half. Let me look and see all the stuff that I'm supposed to read that I didn't read. Oh, yeah. Truth Nation, it's time. It's the time of the year for the Tory Lowe community cleanup. Mark your calendar. Saturday, April 12th, 8 a.m. till noon. We'll be cleaning up the city of Milwaukee. Also, to show your appreciation, everyone who joins. Gets a free lunch provided by Cousin Subs. Again, that's the Tory Lowe Community Cleanup, Saturday, April 12th, 8 a.m. to 12 noon. Bring the whole family to clean up our community and our city. The Tory Lowe Community Cleanup is presented by 1MKE. We are 1MKE and sponsored by Cousin Subs. So make sure you check it out. I told y'all how I felt about cleaning up the city last year, right? I pay taxes. I'm just saying. Will I support Tory? It depends on what I'm doing April 12th. I got to check my calendar. You know, my weekends are, you know, my paradise time. So I got to chill. So here's the kicker. So people are going from you're fired to you're hired. Officials return to work after judges halt some of the firings. So here's the problem. How you going to get paid when they cut the budget? Like, we are overspending. And I get it. We are overspending. You know, Denise Thomas and I are going to be talking about that next Monday night on The Truth Unfiltered. We're going to look at Doge. And we're going to look at the bad stuff that Doge is doing. We're going to look at the good stuff that Doge is doing. But we need to start to remember that we are digging a hole for our kids. And they may not be able to get out of it. And I know you think it's okay because, you know, well, I won't be alive when it happens. Hey, but your kids going to be mad at you. They're going to be like, hey, dude, what did you do? Like, what did you do? What are you doing? And I guess Van Jones is asking the same question. Van Jones is asking, and he basically said that, you know, y'all tripping. Like, Van Jones is telling y'all, Like, y'all doing stuff that don't make no sense. Like, you're doing things and you're messed up, and now you think you're going to fix all this stuff, and it's not going to get fixed. And the reason why it's not going to get fixed is because you don't understand that you don't have anybody in leadership that can step up and lead the Democratic Party. And we forget that, but we don't. There's nobody to lead the Democratic Party. Like, you're acting like Donald Trump didn't win. You're acting like the majority of people in America didn't vote for Donald Trump. And you better figure out who's going to run against him and win, because right now, Democratic Party ain't got nobody. They ain't got nobody. Black, white, Hispanic, Asian, Pacific Islander, male, female, zip. Nobody. So then what are you going to do? Like, what exactly are you going to do? The Democratic Party has no idea what to do. Sherwood even said it on his promo for his show. That's on Monday through Friday from 9 to 12 right here on 101.7 The Truth. The Truth with Sherwin Hughes. What are we going to do? What is the Democratic Party going to do? What are they going to do? Because it makes absolutely, positively no sense whatsoever. Now, before we go to break, I got this story from theroot.com that kind of threw me for a loop. Jayla Cunningham thought a hair client, she's a hairstylist, was trying to leave without paying for service. Now, it's all over, but it started on March 2nd. It went viral because a Maryland hairstylist dragged a teen client across a salon floor. And Jayla Cunningham, 18, is now facing a second-degree assault charge. In the clip of the altercation, Cunningham tells her 15-year-old client, sit right here until somebody sends it, evidently referring to the money for the appointment. I'm not effing playing. You just tried to effing run. You're lucky I ain't beat the blank out of you, Cunningham says. The video also showed Cunningham cutting the weave she had installed out of the teen's hair. An ex-user defended Cunningham. Y'all are adultifying and condemning Jayla because she is bigger and darker between the two of them. Are you kidding me? She is 18 years old. That means she's an adult. The teen's mom told local outlet Fox 5 that her daughter accidentally sent the money to the wrong account and she was trying to figure out how to fix it. She has since filed a charge against Cunningham. However, Cunningham insisted that the girl was trying to get out of paying her $150 bill. She said, forget trash. She ran without paying me, Cunningham said. I dragged her by her hair back into the salon until I could get paid or, you know, until the police come or until, you know, she let me take out the service, because it's like she literally ran outside like she was about to be gone. You're talking a 15-year-old, right? Another ex-user stated that Cunningham went way too far. Anybody defending that unprofessional blank hairstylist dragging a 15-year-old, you're weird. Like, I know if she ran off, call the cops. What professional is dragging clients? The client's family since hired Jackson & Associates, a law firm in Upper Marlboro, to represent the teen. Attorney Deasia Thompson called the video of the assault horrendous. It's a 15-year-old girl. We're talking, here's what Thompson said, the lawyer. It's a 15-year-old girl. We're talking about someone's child here, a child being dragged across the salon floor by her jacket over something as simple as a mistake. Social media, and one of the social media personalities quipped that all this could have been avoided. She had a card on file that she could have charged after the girl said she didn't have the money. So I don't know. It's giving the stylist didn't think before taking action at all. It's as if she just did it. Well, that's kind of dumb. And so now she's facing charges. And with juvenile, mind you, with juvenile. When we come back, if you think that was bizarre, I got another story about a race that made absolutely no sense. And it was a high school race. Did you see it? And when you lose, what do? Well, right now you drag people across the floor because they won't give you money for hair. So what do you do if you actually are losing a race?
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. So if you haven't seen this video, you need to go and just Google Virginia High School track and field stars attempt to get into first place during a race last Tuesday led an opponent to do something that I've never, ever, 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 ever seen in my entire life a person do. When a person ran past them in a race, she hit her with the baton, causing head injuries. According to Brookville High School's junior, Kaylin Tucker, she's still waiting on an apology from the IC Norcom High School to apologize her opponent. Tucker had just set a new State of Virginia High School League Class 3 indoor championship record in the 55-meter race. On Monday, girl ran like the wind. Poof. And she was hoping to help her team win the 4x200-meter relay final last Tuesday. However, in the heat of competition, got carried away a little too far by one opponent, as clear video evidence of the race shows Tucker getting struck in the head by a baton-wielding runner from Norcom, who also threw it in Tucker's direction after being passed. Tucker immediately ran off the track and fell down holding her head. So she said in an interview this past Friday, I was on a back curve. I kind of got cut off and I tried to pass her the first time. So I let her go ahead. I knew when I got fully on the curve that I was just going to have to push through past her. So as we were coming up to the middle of the curve, arms were bumping, and so that happens a lot when you're running races, sometimes arm bump. So I got a little more on the outside of the curve to go around her. When I finally pushed through to get in front of her, that's when she hit me in the head with the baton. So you can see the girl running, and she sees her passer, and she reaches out and whacks her in the head. And then bumping during races, you know, it's kind of normal, but the whole section just kind of like, because, you know, her mother was in the, stands and watched this girl just literally whack her upside the head. Bam! And then when she didn't fall immediately, she threw the baton at her. And then she ran off the track and fell. Tamara, her mother, is a paramedic. So she was with her daughter down on the track. They think she might have a concussion, probably a fractured skull, had to go to the doctor. Coaches didn't call, runner didn't call, school didn't call. No apology. No coaches, no athletes, no nothing. Even if it was an accident, which I don't believe is an accident, but, you know, this is what the mother's saying, but nothing. It's been more than 24 hours now, so I guess this was a major thing. My child was hurt, and nobody came to check on her. WSET ABC 13 asked the Tuckers if criminal charges would be pressed, and without giving a definitive yes or no, she explained their point of view. Of course, everybody gives their opinion on what they think you should do, but that's also somebody else's child, referring to the assailant. I want to take that into account as well. Yes, she definitely struck my child more than once, but she's somebody else's child as well. The family said a doctor visit on Friday revealed concussion symptoms as Kaylin continues to deal with headaches. There's also swelling around the area where she was struck and a possible skull fracture. Kaylin is not allowed on the track until she recovers from her injuries. The Tucker family reached out to the Virginia High School League, and they said they received a call back explaining that investigation is underway and both high schools were cooperating. Why would her school need to cooperate? Like, really? No discipline has been announced for the incident. The VHSL does not comment on individual or disciplinary actions due to FERPA. You're using FERPA that's on video all over the internet? The actions taken by the meet director to disqualify the runner were appropriate and correct. We thoroughly review every instance like this that involves player safety with the participating schools. The VHSL membership has always made it a priority to provide student athletes with a safe environment for competition. Clearly they didn't that day. They sure didn't do it that day. Kaylin was asked about at the end of the interview from her home what she wishes to say to the opponent who struck her. Why did you do it, and why haven't you apologized yet? That's what she said. How do you hit somebody? Like, what? What kind of coaching did you get? Look, what kind of home training did you get? Now, why do you think this story went viral and made it? Anybody? 833-212-1007. Why do you think this story made it? Here's why I think, but I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to let you tell me. Because when we come back, I'm going to tell you why I think this story made it to the news.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
So what was it I was supposed to tell them? What was the story I was looking at? What was the thing? You remember?
You wanted to tell them why you believe this went viral.
Oh. Yeah, that's what I thought. Because it was two black schools. If it was two white schools, they'd be like, oh, that's terrible. She should apologize. And then it would have went away. It would have went viral. But when a black person does something wrong, it makes it all over. It's unfortunate, but you're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. The truth is coming up with Dr. Ken Harris and Denise Thomas. She hollered at me a lot, too. It was terrible. I felt so. Ooh. Anyway. No, we had a good time, and make sure you check it out. And then after that, you'll have the Tory Lowe Show and on throughout the rebroadcast, so you can come here 22 hours from now for the best in Milwaukee Black Talk. I'm Dr. Ken Harris. Thank you, Glenn. Appreciate you. Hey, God bless. Take care. I'm out.